right, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today I am going to review some TikTok videos about the overwhelming loneliness that is going to crush a lot of these women, especially after they've gone beyond their first fertility window, focused on their careers, all about themselves, me, me, my. And there's a reason I came up with the saying, 40 to 80 is a long effing time.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop.
The newest webinar from Redonkulous.com Productions is here.
Hey, how you doing? You like this couch? Well, I don't like this couch.
Introducing the Working Man's Survival Guide in the Woke Era. 97 hilarious minutes of informative employment strategy. Pop will not only show you how to get a job, but how to keep it while avoiding the pitfalls of human resources.
Because, you know, they're probably listening to everything you say and recording it. This is a joke.
So grab your brown bag lunch and stay away from that water cooler. Instead, download your copy of the Working Man's Survival Guide right now for the cost of one Benjamin. Franklin, not Shapiro. Supporters on GiveSendBro, Locals, and Subscribestar will save one Jackson. Andrew, not Michael.
So if you don't want to walk around looking like Harry Potter's waxed butthole, there are other options out there.
Available now through August 4th. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and follow the links. You'll receive your download link at checkout. So if you're using your phone, be sure to copy the link or screen grab the page. Thank you for your support and rigor please.
If you can go horizontal in your office, it's kind of an invitation for women to come in and get horizontal in your office. And that's how you catch a charge, get fired, or get sued into the Stone Age. Now, you're going to see a big difference between men and women here. Mainly, men from a very young age are taught to, you know, you're on your own. No one's going to come save you. It is what it is. And it literally prepares us for later in life when we really have to do shit by ourselves and alone. Now, if you're one of those guys that has, you know, some close friends, like dudes that'll help you move a body, you're a wealthy individual. Most men don't have that. You have your normal friends, and then you have acquaintances. And in the back of a man's mind, he knows, hey, it's on me. And that's the way it rolls. Now, I'm going to put on a TikTok here of a young lady. I'm assuming she says she's in her 20s. This is happening around her epiphany phase, and usually that kicks in between, you know, 26 and 30 for most women, and they realize, like, holy crap, I drank the Kool-Aid, I bought into the illusion, and this is my reward. Now, as you progress in life, the natural progression is you pair off, you start your own family, those take up a majority of your time and resources, and your friends that you had, well, they get kind of cast to the side or move to a more convenient time slot where these women start to feel the absence of their friends pairing off and doing the natural progression, and we get TikToks like this. So stand by, gentlemen. I'm sorry. let me put my care face on for you before we begin. All right, I'm done. Here we go.
Prepares you for the loneliness that you feel in your 20s. I'm currently sitting alone in my apartment. It is 1 in the morning. I'm drinking water out of a wine glass. Where? Because it's the only thing I have clean. And all of my friends are either with their boyfriends, with their husbands, with someone.
They're pairing
and
off.
And I feel like the odd one out because I don't have anyone. I have Bummer. Myself and my dog. And don't
dog.
Get me wrong,
no
I
cats?
Love being alone, but I just feel like people at this age are really selfish and you lose a lot of friends in the chaos of being in different phases of life.
So they're selfish.
Sucks. And honestly, I just feel forgotten about mm-hmm. and pushed to the side.
Because you have been.
Welcome
and
to your 20s.
Yourself. This woman is obviously gravitationally challenged. All right. All of this bullshit about beauty at any size, it's all just a bunch of word salad lip service. All right. Men like what they like. All right. Now, she said she only had one clean glass, probably because all of the rest of her stuff is dirty from her stuff in her face. My advice, and this is from Bill Burr. You ate your way in, and you walked your way out. It's just that simple. I'm sorry this woman is having a bout of loneliness, but that's about as deep as my sympathy is going to go, because men out there deal with this type of loneliness all the time. And like I said in the beginning, because we are raised differently, and maybe it has a genetic component, but that loneliness doesn't bother us as much, you know, when it does occur.
He's right, you know.
All right, gentlemen, this next TikTok is a response to another beautiful woman who is claiming that because she's beautiful, she is lonely. All right, now before I show you this video, let's do a little workup on it here. All right. If you're watching this, you're over the age of 18, you went through the high school experience. All right. Now, I know that in the past 8 to 10 years, the high school experience has become like some nutcase propaganda conditioning suffer session. But before that, you pretty much got the standard high school experience that pretty much everyone else in the past 50, 60 years encountered. All right, now, you're going to run across, while you're in high school, some of those women who are incredibly hot, like the prom queens, summa cum laude, all of those weird titles that they give out that mean absolutely nothing in today's day and age. And these beautiful women literally had throngs of dudes interested in them. And they basically turned their backs on all of these guys because they weren't good enough. I noticed this back in the 80s when I started high school in 1982. You know, they're not good enough, blah, blah, blah. They only want to date the alpha Chad from the wrestling team or the football team here in North America. I'm sure in England, Australia, it's maybe, a football, that gay game that people kick a ball around and nobody hits anybody. I like violence in my sports, just saying.
Violence is cool.
Again, this is a very attractive woman. I'd make her, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd put her at like a 6.9 to a 7.1 as she looks right now. And she's just going on and basically trying to plow the sympathy farm.
First thing that people don't normally talk about is that the pretty girls are often the absolutely loneliest, most torn apart, bullied girls. When I was in high school, I was categorized as like the pretty girl. I was in the rural Midwest and I wore makeup, so like it doesn't say much about me. It's just like what people talked about me as. Like people would just put me under that label. I won homecoming one year. I was on every prom court, did all the sports, knew everyone, but I had no friends, mm-hmm. no one that I could trust. And the girls at my school were so mean to me, and I was nice to everyone. And
that's
anybody
jealousy.
Who knows me well will tell you that. The only girl that ever really, like, deeply understood that was another girl who's dropped a gorgeous, beautiful, looked like a walking Barbie doll. But she would remind me at least once a year, be like, hey, like, the stuff these people are saying about you, like, it has nothing to do with you.
A bullshit.
What the woman is crying about is she surrounded herself with a bunch of frenemies who were jealous of her. And, you know, they were mean to her. Okay. I have no idea why women keep people like that around them or how they why they continue to interact with frenemies. Men don't do that. All right. I mean, men have acquaintances that will say shit to you from time to time because they don't want you to crawl out of the bucket of misery that they're in. Got it. But most of the time, once that happens a couple times, you just quit dealing with that guy. And you don't need that negativity. All right? What I'm trying to say is this. Sympathy can be found in the dictionary between shit and syphilis. Again, gentlemen, stay on your game. Don't fall for this horseshit. Let's move on to the next one.
I can't wait.
It's basically about a younger woman in her epiphany phase, late 20s. And she's actually taken the steps to accept the fact that she's probably going to live the rest of her life alone. All right. Now, like I said before, men are taught this lesson very early on. And it's reinforced and proven as they age. So when they get to, you know, their 30s and beyond, the loneliness doesn't really affect us as deeply. Now, I'm glad that this particular woman is, you know, taking the right steps to deal with the loneliness. I got it. But it is what it is. Let's play it here.
This is what I dislike most about myself. And it's sad, and it makes me very sad, actually, but I'm just going to play it off like it doesn't make me sad. I'm so used to being alone and, like, doing everything alone and not talking to anybody for days. I'll get a text here and there, but, like, I don't talk to anybody consistently really anymore. And that's fine with me. Like, I've become so accustomed to it that it's okay with me and that I prefer it.
Why are you making TikToks?
Like, I'd rather do things alone. I'd rather not talk. And if someone actually does want to talk to me, I forget to answer because I'm so used to not talking to people and being alone and interacting with just myself and my thoughts and being my own best friend. And that's so sad. And I'm scared I'm going to die alone because I'm like being alone so much. And I don't know if anybody else likes to be as alone as much as I do. And it scares me.
You can hear it in her voice. All right. She has the biological urges that women have for, you know, home and community. And then you have the lessons drilled into her head from feminism while she was going to school. And that is based, unfortunately, in her case, that one. All right. Now, like I said before, men are wired to be alone. It doesn't really bother us as much. I have a feeling that this woman down the road is going to have some serious issues, especially once she learns the fact that she can no longer have any children. All right. Now, I'm not saying there aren't women out there who are, you know, programmed to live the life of a hermit, or if it's a woman, it's a hermitess, I guess. I don't know. But more men are wired for that than women. And the numbers, I really don't know the numbers, but I've known a lot of guys who are out there on their grind doing their own thing. That's just the way life works. Anyway, I hope you liked all of these TikTok responses in regards to lonely women. Because let's face it, these ladies have done it to themselves.